Welcome to the Living Through Heart podcast. I'm Donna Joyasha and I'm an analytical hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, a magnetic mind coach, and a multi-award winning best-selling author. I believe that everybody is capable of creating whatever they want if they can just get out of the beliefs and stories in their head. This podcast is an audio blog of my thoughts as I go on a journey to heal my soul, surrender into my feminine power, and to live from the present moment in heart. I hope you find it amusing, interesting, thought-provoking, touching, raw, and inspiring. Hi, I'm Donna Joyasha, CEO and founder of the Magnetic Life Club, and I want to talk to you about, without doubt, one of the biggest things that holds us back, right, in life and creating what we want. And that one thing is worrying about what other people think. And, you know, a lot of people that I see, especially in the online space, trying to create businesses and things like that, that are having to put themselves out there, right, they're crippled by this, and they're unable to move forwards on their dreams for fear of coming off a fool. And they worry about what their family will think, what their friends will think, what the peers will think, and even what total strangers, whom they will most probably never ever meet, right, what they will think. And rather than going for their dreams, they dumb themselves down, they play it safe to the point that they forget that dreams can come true, and instead they believe that dreams were meant always to be just that, dreams and never reality. And this happens because at the base root of who we are, we believe we're not enough. Or maybe for you it is that you have to be perfect, or that you are not important, or not lovable, or even that you were broken, right? We all have these sabotaging belief patternings that we formed in children that we're playing out on a deep level, right? But the truth is that none of this is true. These are just beliefs created by a small child as it struggled to understand the world. And they are beliefs that were created to keep us safe, right? Which is why whenever you think about trying to do something outside of your comfort zone, you get into discomfort, right? And then you tell yourself that discomfort means something that's not meant to be, right? But it's not actually that thing that you want to do that is causing that anxiety or that discomfort or that confusion or that overwhelm. It's the unconscious mind trying to alert us to danger by triggering up sensations that will cause us to run away from that danger. Now, I spent a large portion of the last few years healing my core wounds, right? I'm not saying they're all healed, but I've spent a large portion healing them. So finding and shifting the moments in time where these limiting belief patterns were formed. And this has allowed me to start to understand deeply the duality of life and place where I can take action without triggering up as much resistance. So I was contemplating this recently. So I was feeling into the spaciousness created by not caring if people think I'm ridiculous or stupid or whatever else that they choose to think about me, okay? When I realized something really profound. You see, here I was claiming not to care about what others thought of me, when the truth was, I had only really let go of caring about the negative slanders. And to truly not care about what people think of you, you have to let go of not just caring about the bad things, you also have to let go of caring about the good things. And it's easy to claim not to care about what others think when you are clinging to your peers, getting praised and reward, right? Because that feels nice. That feels safe. But it's still caring about what others think. To truly not care about what others think of you, you have to let go of that surge of pleasure that comes from a compliment, the spring in your step that comes from a woof whistle, and that smile that lights up your face when somebody sings your praise, I believe from thinking about this quite a bit, right, that we cannot fall one way without also falling the other. That for us to truly not care about the negatives, we also have to truly not care about the positives. Which means if we are still enjoying those moments in life, then we are delusional to think that we will not at some stage feel the impact of a spiteful comment. However, I also believe that we can move into a healthier relationship within this without having to heal all our wounds and become like that Buddhist monk. We can still get some pleasure from compliments without creating a world around trying to get to them. The reflection of which is that we can observe the negative without being deeply impacted by it. And perhaps that is enough. Or perhaps the ultimate aim is enlightenment. I'm still undecided on that for me in this lifetime. For now, I'm enjoying being an observer of my mind and connecting deeply with my heart and informing deep connections with others who are also living from heart. I'm enjoying both the good and the bad, the pleasure and the pain. And I'm learning not to run from that pain, but to cling to the stake, even as I'm burning, because that is where true healing occurs. And that, for me, in this moment, is a pretty amazing place to be. So I hope that you got something from this, from my thought process lately. I hope that you see inside maybe how you can shift some of the stuff, maybe start to shift things that are causing you to stop creating what it is that you want in life. And I hope that you can start moving towards that place in life where you are the predominant creator of your life, where you are living a life that you love, and that you can be whatever it is that you want to be. Have an amazing week, and I will see you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Living Through Heart podcast. To find out more about me and Living Through Heart, check out donnajoyusher.com and livingthroughheart.com. There you'll find links to everything you need, including some free tools to help you and ways you can work with me on your own soul healing journey.